Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bacon Smiles podcast number two.
By popular demand.
Maybe by some demand. I mean, popular is that's a strong word. I'm Steve Patira, founder of Bacon Smiles Ministry, youth minister and confirmation teacher at St. Bartholomew's. I am joined for the second time by my co-host,
Evan Shaw Mumford, radio DJ and sales assistant at a local retail store. And I work alongside Steve as a youth ministry teacher as well at our Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah. And, well, the last time we spoke to you guys was actually right before Christmas. That next morning, I had gotten some pretty crazy news. Really, really close friend of mine who lived with me in high school, I call him my brother, Joe, he called me and was like, "Hey, not sure if you heard, but my father-in-law had a heart attack last night." And I know I'm starting off on like a really somber note, but it's pretty amazing. So just to kind of catch everybody up. So he was really touch and go for a while in the hospital at the ICU at St. Francis Hospital. Praise God. St. Francis Hospital. An amazing place. And he was touch and go for a while, like for a week. They weren't able to wake him up because he kept trying to move, kept trying to rip his tubes out. But then just so many people were rallying behind him. Mm. So many people were praying. And then he woke up. Like he opened his eyes and then he was able to breathe on his own. Then he was able to talk on his own. Then he was up and walking around the ward. Mm. And this weekend he came home. Like he was That's able awesome. To come home. The entire town of Vernon, their entire fire department welcomed him home. They lined his streets
wow.
with fire trucks. Every fireman in Vernon was there to welcome him home. He's been a volunteer firefighter for decades in the town wow. of Vernon, and people are very appreciative. And I just wanted to say how thankful I am and yeah. how awesome God is to answer those prayers and to just say, "Welcome home, Edgar," because that's amazing.
That's really cool.
So, how was your Christmas?
It was good. It was good. Got the family together, and I sing with my church choir, so we did the midnight mass. So that's yeah. always been a favorite tradition for the last few years for me. And then, I got to see my girlfriend's family, and then went home to see my family, and then we all got to hang out and have dinner together. And my brother and his wife came over, and we all had dinner with them. So it was nice to see family again.
That's awesome. Yeah. Eve and I actually went to the midnight mass, so we saw yeah. you singing yeah, the choir. It was awesome.
Run into you.
Yeah, it's always good to run into you for Christmas. But I spent most of the holidays with my girlfriend Eva, which was great. She yeah. is awesome. Way too good to me. I got a smoker, like to smoke
oh,
meat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty awesome. Not gonna lie. total surprise.
That might be the mascot for this podcast.
Smoking. Somebody stop me.
Another royalty fee to that.
Yep. Yeah. No one's going to get that reference. No. Nope. No. I'm just trying to think of how many kids in our program would have known the movie The Mask. Yeah. But anyway, so it's a smoker to make, like, you can make beef jerky. You can, nice. Like, smoke some, like, pork roast to make, like, pulled mm-hmm. pork and stuff. That's just awesome. So really happy with that.
Good.
Yeah. And then about a... 5 days later is my birthday, December 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And had a pretty cool birthday. Went out to dinner with my aunt. And
where'd you guys go?
We went to Vernon Diner.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a burger. It was
nice.
Good. I'm not going to lie. Pretty much anywhere I go, I get a burger.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. Hard to mess up. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Exactly. And when you go to Vernon Diner, there's always going to be a good story when you walk out of that place, you know?
Absolutely. That's good. Free advertising for the Vernon
That's right.
Diner.
That's right.
So New Year's.
Yeah, and then we hung out New Year's and had one of the better celebrations I think I've had.
It's fun.
Hanging out with you and Eva and Jennifer.
Yeah, and Eva's brother Christian.
Christian, yes.
Yeah, it's just fun. We play board games.
Right.
And it's just
through TV trying to find the New York City podcast. That was kind of fun. Stumbled upon Miami.
I mean, so like, it was like 15 minutes before midnight,
yeah.
and we flip over to CBS, wasn't there.
Right.
We flip over to ABC, and it was still the football game.
Right.
We flip over to. What was it? Where did we end up finding it? We found it on like a Fox, maybe?
I think it was.
Yeah. And then we flipped over to somewhere else and it was the Miami feed. Right. Like you were saying, Pitbull. And Mr. Worldwide bringing in.
And Mace.
Oh, yeah, Mace. They
just popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, where do you find him? More money, more problems, Mace.
Right,
you
know, right, exactly.
They broke out.
They took out B.I.G.'s part. But
which was like, yeah.
Diddy
you can
came
do the
out.
Whole song except for the Notorious B.I.G.'s part. But, yeah, so anyway, it was fun. I had a good time.
And that was a lot of fun.
Played a bunch of games, some trivia, and some...
Yeah. Exploding Kittens.
Oh, Exploding Kittens. Ridiculous. Ridiculous
if you've never played that, you got to check out Exploding Kittens.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's a funny, ridiculous game. There is a child-friendly version, which is just silly with no obscenities. And then there's the not safe for office edition.
Yeah.
We recommend getting
the basic one.
The basic one, and it's fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, so other... pretty big news.
Mm-hmm.
My co-host over here. What happened recently?
Well, it happened the first week of the new year, so it's been an awesome way to kick off 2016. But my girlfriend and I, when we get a day off together, which doesn't happen too often, we like going on day trips and go hiking, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
We found over the summer going up to the Berkshires is really, really nice. So... we had a day off, and I told her, hey, you want to go on a day trip? And she said, sure. So we went to Kent Falls State Park in Kent, Connecticut.
Okay.
Southern Berkshires, about a half hour away. Hour and a half, rather. But anyway, hiked up this waterfall completely frozen over.
Awesome.
I wasn't expecting it to be frozen, but it was still really, really cool. And there were multiple tiers of the waterfall where you could stand
the
over
pictures
it.
Were awesome. You have them on your Instagram. You want
Instagram,
to plug your Instagram?
Sure. If you want to check it out, my username is EvanCT, like the Connecticut abbreviations. But each tier has a little platform where you could stand over the water and get pictures and stuff like that. Once we hiked up the whole waterfall, turned around, we stopped at the tier closest to the top. And I asked Jennifer if she would marry me. And she started crying. She said yes. And I started crying. And we kissed. And then she said, well, can you just put the ring on my finger?
Awesome.
It was so much fun.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I asked you this.
Okay.
Was there a pause between will you marry me and yes?
Not really.
She's just like, yes.
Yes.
That's good. Because, you never want to be in that, like...
Oh. Yeah.
but you never know if it's like shock and joy. Like,
right. The funny thing was she didn't see it coming, but she set it up perfectly. Because as we're hiking down, and I kind of been testing the whole way up, like just kind of scoping the place out and going, where's the perfect place to do this? And she didn't see it coming, but she said, you were acting really strange today. you were probably very nervous. But we're walking back down to the spot where I figured, okay, this is the place. And she actually started saying, so wasn't this fun? I said, yeah, it was really fun. I like doing stuff like this with you. And she goes, so maybe I'm the one. And I'm like standing there going, wait a minute, this is kind of helping. This is helping me segue into this. Although the platform that I want to go to is like a quarter of a mile away.
Yeah.
So this is a little soon.
Yeah.
But it worked out. And every now and then during the drive home, she just let out a shriek of excitement, which is always great when you're driving and you don't know what is going on. You just hear, what's going on?
All right, those of you whose ears are bleeding.
Yes, I apologize. Turn the volume down just a little bit. So
we start off quiet, but we tend to get louder. I am leaning away from the microphone because I'm laughing so hard I feel like I'm breathing heavy in between. So I apologize. Apologize while Evan's talking, you hear. But no, honestly, so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
I have known you both a very long time.
Yeah, you used to be her confirmation teacher.
Yeah, I mean, that makes me feel ridiculously old.
But
I've known
you. She credits you and Mike Monahan. for being the ones that really encouraged her to get involved in the church. So that's a huge compliment to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's just awesome to hear and everything. But she's, honestly, you two are some of the greatest people that I know. And truly happy for you guys. And it's such a blessing to know you and to know that you are going to join your lives as one in the Holy Sacrament of marriage. That's just amazing.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're so thrilled, and I feel incredibly blessed. She does too, I hope.
But I told her she feels really blessed.
Yes, practice this line. but no, we celebrated the next night with our family, and our families got together, and it was the first time we all got together and got to chat and have food and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Everyone likes each other, which makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, it can be difficult, like if one side of the family doesn't like the other side of the family, or you know, like it's got to be amazing that her family really likes you, and
she's got an awesome group of parents. So they're fun to be around.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome, man. Huge news.
Yeah.
Amazing.
When you
sent me a text and I was working and you know, you're like, hey man, you got a minute to call me. And I'm like, I hope everything's all right.
Yeah.
I
mean, cause we normally talk by text.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And so I'm like, oh man, I hope everything's okay. You know, figure maybe we're like, listen, I'm not your friend anymore. I'm really tired of you.
Buster and I just had a huge fight. I don't know if our relationship can stay intact because of this.
But
might be a little awkward
for you to call me and tell me. And I know I talked to my girlfriend Eva. She felt really, really awesome that Jen took the time to call her as well.
Awesome.
So it's just awesome. So happy. So huge news in the Bacon Smiles podcast family.
That's right. In this huge world of ours.
Makes us sound very important.
Well, one thing that I had found, I think I heard this during a Christmas Eve mass. And no, I'm sorry, Easter Mass, Easter Vigil Mass, which is one of my favorite masses, I think, because you just start off going into church and everything's dark. Mm-hmm. And then people start passing the candle around to their individual handheld candles, and the place just lights up. But I heard this quote in Genesis, and I think it's one of my favorite biblical quotes in Genesis, just because it's so simple, but pretty telling in its simpleness. And I looked it up just to make sure I wasn't paraphrasing it, but then I realized you can't because it's so simple. But it comes from, I'm just pulling it up here, it's Genesis 2, chapter 2, verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone." Okay, and I think a lot of theologians look at that and go, oh, it's probably because Adam was lonely or something like that, which I can understand, but from another perspective, knowing how us guys can be, I think Adam was doing something stupid.
Let's be honest.
He was probably going around telling awful dad jokes to the gorillas, singing songs and just acting a fool, and God just looked at him and said,
"No one to rein him in."
God said, I can't leave you alone for a minute. I gotta make a suitable helper for you.
Yeah.
And then he tried making all these animals, and that didn't work, so then finally he made Eve.
Yeah.
And then he found out he still couldn't leave us alone for a few minutes because we still screwed that up.
Yeah, somehow.
But, we all need that good woman that keeps us in our place, lets us have our goofy side, but keep us grounded.
And brings so much joy.
Right.
You know.
And I wanted to use that to segue into your relationship with Eva, if you're comfortable with talking a little bit about
that. Oh, sure, absolutely.
Because she's awesome. You guys are an awesome,
awesome
pair together. And
she is
one of our closest friends.
She is great. She brings a tremendous amount of happiness to me. We've been dating for what seems like a long ago.
What seems been like 3 years.
No, here's the thing, it's only about to be 2 years.
Really?
Yes, we're truly blessed in our relationship, and I am truly happy
good
with her, and you know, it's just, I love her, and I feel truly blessed to have her in my life. Eva is just an awesome person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
great sense of humor too. right up your alley.
And yeah. And that's the thing, is she's not afraid to laugh around other people. Right. And, you know, she's not quiet. And, you know, she's everything that you would look for in a woman. And I'm sure that's the same way you feel about Jen, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of couples.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day
is coming up.
Did you make your reservations?
Well,
we're hearing some things. Different places, you know, different places fill up quickly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get your normal, like, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, you know.
Right.
Filling up.
Yeah, Adam's Mill on the River. You
absolutely.
Know, if you want to do something fancy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, maybe you want to just go to Old Country Buffet.
Right. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Texas Roadhouse, get the rolls.
But an interesting company came out with a press release saying that they're accepting reservations, and Evan was kind enough to look this up. So tell us what company.
Sure. This is White Castle.
For those of you who are not familiar
for a moment
with White Castle, it's essentially a fast food restaurant specializing in mini hamburgers.
Right. Tiny little
sliders, if you will.
Yeah, sliders. That's what they're actually called. And what cracked me up was the vice president's comments on this event. And not making any fun of people who actually relate to this, because if you met your significant one through White Castle and you're happy together, excellent. But the quote just kind of tickled me a little bit. It says, "Valentine's Day has become a fun tradition for us. For many couples, White Castle holds a special place in their hearts. Many have found memories, have fond memories of first dates here. Some even met for the first time at White Castle. And then there are a few who shared their wedding vows among friends and family in our dining room. This is a wonderful event for many of our guests who have shared memorable moments at our restaurants over the years." And to that we say, "I do."
I apologize. I'm laughing so much. I'm like sniffling. The fact that I can honestly say, like, I understand couples first meeting there, having their first date there. Right. You bump into someone at line, and you just realize, like, something's there. To get married at White Castle. So is that what you're thinking for your wedding venue?
Well, you know, our first night out where we became official, we had dinner at Texas Roadhouse.
Sweet Roadhouse.
I know they do catering, so maybe we'll see if they can bring some of the rolls.
They are delicious rolls.
They have about 400 calories to a roll.
Yep. And
I still eat as many as I did when I...
It's like cinnamon butter.
Cinnamon butter? They go down so smooth.
I mean, there's probably like no calories in those, right? Like, just like no carb.
No, to 400.
Yeah, yeah.
It bounces between.
You know, you may get diabetes.
You might. Diabetes.
I am Walter Brimley.
But I can't believe we're so quick to February. It's coming up so
I know.
Fast.
And that's
just rang in the new year, like, just the other day here at this house.
Yeah. And that I mean time is just moving, man. And it's crazy. And to think about, you know, the fact that you gotta make like Valentine's Day reservations
or
you know, and stuff like that. And I'm gonna be pretty blessed on Valentine's Day. Eva is in the RCIA program to become Catholic.
I remember you talking about
and
that.
She has some ceremonies that day. So
good.
I forget what they're called, so this is terrible. The rites of acceptance that day. We'll just edit that part out.
Sure.
I'm like, I don't know it. Actually, I do know it.
I was just tricking you guys.
Oh, yes, I do. The rites of acceptance, she's going to go and meet the bishop and everything. And her sponsor will be there, MJ, our director of youth ministry and
confirmation. Very great friend.
She has a very professional sounding title yes. at St. Bart's. She is the coordinator of youth ministry and confirmation.
It's a long title. Can they fit that on a business card?
Or on a name tag?
like mine at the youth spectacular. It was falling off.
It's all right. My space for the youth spectacular was not on the map. Steve will be holding a workshop.
In the woods.
We don't know where. Yes. Just look for the handball court. It's just past everything.
That was a fun day, though.
I did have fun, and yeah. We joke, but it was awesome. You know, a few people came to my workshop, and I had fun.
Yeah,
it was
one good thing you had mentioned at the last podcast, and we didn't really get into much detail about it, but I think we could talk a little bit about it if you want.
Sure.
One thing you mentioned is when you talk to these teenagers and young adults, you mentioned to them, if you could see where I was when I was your age versus where I am today, thanks to the grace of Jesus Christ, you'd be amazed. And I was wondering if you'd be comfortable with sharing some of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I definitely can go into in-depth. Yeah. It's hard to shorten. But for the sake of the podcast listeners, I will try to break it down to the basics. When I was in eighth grade, I was a terrible human being. I not only just didn't want to be in religious ed, but like I didn't care about anything. Mm. I was the kid who would swear at my religious ed teacher to try to get thrown out. And then I would swear at the religious ed director, Denise Bartlett, who is still at St. Bart's.
And still smiling at you.
Yeah. Loves me to death for some reason. to try to get thrown out. And, It wasn't just at St. Bart's, though. I was just an awful kid everywhere. But by the grace of God, I did not end up in prison. I tormented my parents. I caused them agony. And when I think about it now, it hurts. It hurts the way that, you know, I made my mom cry. Because, not because she thought I was a bad kid. And this is the part that I share the most with the youth, is that my mom is the sweetest person in the world. She would do anything for anyone. She honestly would do, like, if you were hungry, she would make you a sandwich. If you were cold, she would give you a jacket. She is that person. Whether she knows you or not, right, she is that person. My parents retired and moved to Florida, and my mom took a job as an elderly caregiver.
Wow.
That's the person that raised me. And when I was a teenager, just barely a teenager, I made her think she was a terrible person. I made her think that she was an awful mother. My mom and dad had talked about, you know, what to do with me and sending me to boarding school. Wow. And I don't come from money. My parents wouldn't, to even discuss that, where the money would come from to send me to boarding school, I don't know. But it wasn't because they thought that I was terrible. It was because they thought that they had failed as parents. And my faith, I didn't have one. I didn't care to have one. It's not that I didn't believe. I just didn't care to listen. I didn't care. It was just apathy. Like, I didn't know anything, didn't want to know anything. And for you to try to tell me, like, anything about God, I was just going to roll my eyes and go, just get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of big moments in my life that kind of made me kind of wake up and think. And one of those was my grandfather, my mom's dad. My parents went on vacation once when I was in high school. Maybe it was in eighth grade. And I couldn't go because I was a terrible human being. And they made me stay with my grandfather because he couldn't go because he wasn't healthy. I don't know if this was the time where he broke his hip or he broke his knee. But he had fallen a couple times and done some serious damage. So he couldn't travel. So my entire family went on vacation without me. Makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. makes you start thinking about stuff. But the other thing that makes you start thinking about stuff is the grandfather who was at every Sunday dinner your entire life, who loved you no matter what, when he turns to you and says, I hate who you've become. Huh. You're tearing my family apart. I don't even like to look at you because of who you've become. It makes you go, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was that guy. I became that kid. The kid who every family just, or every member of my family just looks at and goes, what's wrong with you? So that's who I was then. So if you told that kid that when he was 32 years old, he'd be doing a podcast with one right. of his best friends saying that there is glory mm-hmm. and joy in the faith of believing in Jesus Christ, that when you spread his love, that blessings will be bestowed on you, that you will see the glory of God the more that you spread his word. I would have just laughed in your face. Yeah. And there's so much stuff that happened along the way that really made me just open my eyes to God. And the thing I always say is it didn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. I didn't have one of those woke up moments. Hovering. I didn't have one of those. I didn't have one of those open my eyes and see the Holy Mother standing above me. That would have been awesome. I really wish that had happened. It was slowly but surely. And the number one thing I can say to people is that if you look for negative, you will find negative. If you look for the darkness in life, that's what you will find. If you let the devil in and look for his darkness, that's what you will get. If you slowly but surely start to look for the light, look for the positive, look for the good in the world, that's what you will see.
Right.
And I can't explain it any better than that without going into this long story right. of how I became who I am. And to just think about those little things, it jazzes me up because it's like, of course, it's God. And you know how many people look at it, just say, why are you always smiling? Right. I used to get to work really early, and there'd be this one guy who would answer the door every day, and he'd be like, what are you on? Like, I'd wake up and I'd just be like, hey, what's up, man? How are you doing? Yeah. How's it going? Like, yeah. Smile
just
at him.
Jazzed up.
Yeah, and he's just like, what do you do every morning? and it's just knowing that I have this calling and I have this love and joy in my life because of God is amazing. And I feel so called to share it. And again, that's why I want to start this ministry. I want to get out there. I want to speak to high school kids. I want to speak to eighth graders. I want to speak to their parents. I want to get in front of these kids. I want to make them laugh. I want to show them that you don't have to do what's quote unquote cool, or you don't have like to have fun. Like, you can have fun playing stupid, silly games, yeah. and I can show you that there's God in that. Mm-hmm. And it's just something I feel tremendously called to do. And being Catholic, I feel really just compelled to do as much as I can. You know, God calls us to share his word, and God calls us to be his voice. And that's what I mean. I feel really, really called to get out there, because the voices that are out there right now in the public eye just aren't putting that message out there. Talk about joy and having fun. as we always do, I always like to get your take on what's new in Christian music.
Sure. One thing that I got for Christmas was, and I was telling you about this earlier, I got this Verizon Ellipses tablet. So I've been playing with it, and I have Spotify on there. Mm-hmm. And just the other day, I was thinking, oh, I'm going to look up Lecrae. Mm-hmm. Haven't listened to him in a while. And I may not seem like the person that likes hip-hop music.
Some people might not know who Lecrae is.
But yeah, Lecrae's an indie hip-hop artist. Independent, has his own label. But he's really blown up over the last few years because of his collaborations with artists like Chris Tomlin for King Country and Kerry Job and a bunch of other more prominent artists. And because of this, he's really been thrown into the mainstream light. And he's even collaborated with some pretty big-name producers. But anyway, I ended up seeing when I pulled him up in Spotify that he had just released a brand new mixtape. And apparently he did something like what Beyonce did. There was no fanfare, no, you know, press release saying, hey, this is coming out, you know, in a few months. He just released it on a Friday and just...
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's been getting a lot of streams online. It's there's no CD release or anything. It's just digital downloads or digital streaming. But it's called Church Clothes Volume 3, where he's been doing a series of mixtapes called Church Clothes. And it's an interesting album. I really enjoy it. It's like a memoir. A lot of the stuff that he writes is really deep, and he takes pride in that and sometimes talks about that, where he says, you know, I'm not here to talk about, you know, derogatory things towards women. I'm not here to talk about flashy cars and throwing
great.
Money around. He says, I'm here to talk about what brings joy to my life, but I'm here also to put out art. So he tries to dance away from being limited to just a Christian hip-hop rapper. That's something that certainly defines what he believes in, but he's been able to collaborate and work with rappers who don't identify as Christian.
Mm.
So with this new mixtape he just released, the guy who produced it worked with Kanye West and Jay-Z.
Wow. I mean,
so to be able to have
great.
That
in the
credits, that's showing that he's doing something right.
That's awesome. Really.
But yeah, this album, it talks a lot about his youth and growing up and kind of having a similar story to yours, where he just didn't identify himself as a Christian. He didn't want to have a part of being in church. Mm-hmm. He grew up, I think, in Atlanta, so there was a lot of racial tension when mm-hmm. he was growing up and struggles of segregation. So it talks about that in the music, and very eye-opening. I enjoyed listening to it. So if you're into urban hip-hop, if you like music with social lyrics to it, that's a fantastic album. Another album that came out a couple months ago is this artist, Nicole Nordman. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she was kind of prominent in the last decade and early 90s.
Okay.
Early to late 90s. She was a restaurant waitress.
Okay.
Basically. And then went to a singing audition for Gospel Music Association. Some producer found her.
Wow.
And then the rest was history.
That's pretty amazing.
She took some time off because she was starting a family with her husband. And then within the last couple of years, she's been recording a few singles, releasing them with compilation CD projects, that kind of thing. And
okay.
She just released a new EP called The Unmaking, which just looks at struggles in her life as she's tried to overcome those. And I really like that album. She's always had a soft spot in my heart because
mm-hmm.
she was one of the first Christian artists that I listened to back in high school. And really identified with her music. So Nicole Norman's The Making EP is really good. And then one album, I don't know if I mentioned this at the last podcast, but Toby Mac's new CD is just phenomenal. This
okay.
is not a test.
Okay.
Last album he did, Eye On It. Some tracks were really good. It didn't really last with me that long.
Okay.
But this one, like every single song is a different style.
Awesome.
So it really changed it up. It's something that's quite different from the Christian music scene. It's fun. It's got some reggae to it. It's got some hip-hop to it. It's got
cool.
some pop. He even got the guys from DC Talk,
wow.
the band that he started out with,
yeah.
together on a track.
That's amazing.
So it includes a DC Talk reunion. So I'd recommend checking that out. There's a lot of stores now that are carrying these albums. I actually picked Toby Mac's CD up at Target in Manchester, Connecticut.
Right.
And it was the last CD on the stand.
Wow.
For Toby Mac. It was the last one before it was sold out.
Wow.
So I think that's pretty incredible to see, you know, this territory that we're called the Frozen Chosen, the Bible Belt. But these CDs are starting to sell pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's good music. It sounds good. You know, it sounds like what you would hear on
production
regular
values.
Yeah, it's
getting
great.
A lot better.
You know, and it sounds, you know, exactly like, well, not exactly like, because it has a positive message. It
right.
sounds like any upbeat pop song you would hear on like a 96.5
right.
or, you know, 95.7.
Yeah.
But it's just got a positive message yeah. to it, you know, that God is there, that God right. walks with you,
yeah.
that it's not about you, it's about God.
Right.
You know, in this society that is about me,
yeah.
it's not about
yeah,
you,
yeah.
it's about
selfie.
Me. Listen, selfie, pouty face, lips. Yeah.
Duck face,
brush my hair back,
yeah.
gotta look at this right angle.
That's right.
It's not about
Kyle Jenner lips.
Yeah, it's not about me.
Right.
It's about God. And that's the one thing that I love about Christian music.
Yeah.
It's just like all the praise and glory
right.
be to God.
It's been cool seeing the adults and the kids at our church as they're getting into it.
Because yeah.
when I was in high school, there was like no outlet to this. I mean, you could I picked up a Wow Hits CD in a store just on a whim because I saw a commercial for it on TV.
Yep.
But there were no radio stations. That MySpace
nope.
hadn't come out yet.
Nope.
iTunes wasn't out yet. There was no internet radio yet. And now you have all these radio stations, internet radio stations. You got iTunes, Spotify,
yeah, YouTube. Spotify is great. I have to
yeah.
say, you know, it cost me a little bit per month.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great.
We were jamming to that Happy Mix
yeah.
on New Year's
yeah.
Eve, and we were sitting there going, this is good Motown music. I'm into this Marvin Gaye stuff.
You know, just putting you know, putting Spotify on and just letting it play, putting on Happy.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's got a little mood section, put it on Happy, and it's just like, hey, this is pretty
yeah.
happy music.
Yeah.
Playing some oldies, some semi-new, you know, just happy music, something that'll put you in a good mood. And it's Spotify is just great for that. And,
yeah.
you know, a little free advertising for Spotify right
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
You know,
we're finding some companies that
yeah.
should invest in this podcast so that we can
yeah.
Keep the costs.
Yeah, so
know.
Feel free to email me at Steve at Bacon Smiles. Anyone who works for Spotify out there.
Right.
Who'd
or,
like to...
all the other places.
we've mentioned White Castle.
White Castle, Vernon Diner, Texas Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. As I said the first podcast, the one thing that I wanted to make sure that we got to every day, or every time that we did this, once a month, twice a month, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe we make this podcast two podcasts because
might be a trilogy.
the one thing I always wanted to talk about was the saint of the day. And today, Saint Agnes of Rome, today is her feast day, January 21st. She is the patron saint of young girls. And just doing some research about her, one of the things is there's very few things known about her other than she was a martyr at 13, a Christian martyr at 13 years old. She was what is pretty much a consistent fact about her is that she was a beautiful young girl about to be of marrying age.
Mm.
And many suitors came and she said no, that she had turned herself over to Christ.
Mm.
And one of the suitors turned her in for being Christian because at that time it was not well received. Yeah, it was not well received to be Christian. So she was actually put up for execution. And part of those, one of those things, or execution, is she was sentenced to be stripped and sent to a brothel and to be abused by men.
Mm.
And any man who tried to touch her, it was said that her prayers made them blind.
Wow.
They lost their sight. And then her prayers were so that they would see again.
Mm.
And so she was martyred, and today is her feast day. She, St. Agnes, of Rome is the Saint of today, and is a pretty powerful.
I think it's also really, really important even today. You know, you look at it and just see what you hear from young girls in our youth ministry program. I remember one girl coming up to us during a retreat planning meeting, and she's going, "Yeah, this guy won't stop texting me and flirting with me and stuff." And apparently he waved her and she smiled back, and that was enough. It doesn't take much for us guys to think, yeah, she likes me.
That's it. Yeah.
But you know, just hearing what's going on in schools, and just, you know, the guys coming after these girls and just saying, "Look, we should go out," and they just don't get the idea of, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the story, hearing you talk about St. Agnes, is so powerful, because it's something that happened a long time ago, but it's still relevant today.
Yeah. And you just talk about, you know, what can happen when people don't know what rejection is. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that does go both ways, and I don't think it just has to be between boy and a girl. It, you know, you look at what happens when people get turned down or get told no, and it's just, it's a pretty crazy thing to think that this happened thousands of years ago, essentially. And it can still happen today, you know. But anyway, so St. Agnes is a saint today, and wanted to make sure that we pay the proper respects to the saint of today. before we close the podcast, Evan wanted to make sure that you guys were all aware.
Yes. Being that February is coming up really quick, I was just doing some research on the month. And February is National Pull Your Sofa Away from the Wall Month. So before we wrapped up, just want to make sure you took care of that.
Wait a minute. What? Why do you pull it away from the wall?
So the wall can breathe? I don't know.
The line not be there? Bit. Oh, maybe.
Maybe vacuum behind it a little bit? I don't know.
Vacuum behind your couches, people.
Maybe so that you're not denting the wall.
Maybe. But yeah, pull your couch away from the wall for the entire month of February.
You're welcome.
Not sure how long this podcast is going to be, but for those of you who have stuck with it, I really appreciate it. God bless you all, and thank you so much for the support and the love that you all give us, and just genuinely appreciative of all the blessings that I have. Those of you who will pay attention to a podcast that I put out, those of you who will support me in my ministry, baconsmiles.org. I guess if you can't hear this, then you don't know
it's
where
it's safe to say they're still listening.
Yeah.
And you're saints.
Yes. Thank you so much. And God bless you all. And I just really appreciate it. So, Evan, also, thank you.
Yeah, always. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very
much. Pleasure to be a part.
So, that's Stephen Evan.
Signing off.
Yeah. I'm just going to start it. All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bacon Smiles Podcast, number 2!
By popular demand.
I mean, maybe by some demand. Maybe. I mean, popular is that's a strong word.
Okay. Nobody asked me.
If we seem like we're laughing a little bit, before we started recording, we were thinking about how awesome it would be to have theme music. Right. And so we were just making music with our mouths. So essentially the two of us were just sitting here going, "Bar-dum, bar-dum, 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 bar-dum." So, yeah.
That just cost us $200 in oil.
Can they charge me for making the music with my mouth?
Maybe. I don't know how these legalities work out.
I don't know either.